This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means family law. Full service means divorce. Full service means whatever your legal issue may be. Fill in the blank. For a free consultation, go to BrandonLegalGroup.com, click the box that says request a free consultation, or if you choose to call to set it up, they are fine with that as well. 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 36, our first ever 36-hole golf tournament. Very unique venue to do it, Plantation Palms Golf Club. More on them in just a moment. Thank you, Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Segway. Plantation Palms Golf Club is home to Todd Wright Tour 36. Now, in the actual Roman numeral rotation, this is my 33rd event. But I'm carrying the 36 designation on this tournament, XXXVI, because I've always wanted to host at Plantation Palms, because they have not only an 18-hole championship par 72 golf course, but they have an 18-hole miniature golf course. Hence, our 36-hole event. 18 mini golf followed by 18 on the traditional course. It just took Jesse Pratt, who has previously hosted multiple Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments at other properties, to find his way to Plantation Palms, and I was the first one to cut a deal with him after he took over at Plantation Palms to host a golf event. It's October 2nd, and I do have some limited space available in this golf tournament. For golf information, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I think you will find my tournaments very organized, very unique. I care about how much time you spend with me. I care about pace of play. I also care about your value, as evidenced by the fact that this, like many other golf tournaments, significantly lower price than some other golf events that you may be asked to play in out there. This event is $69 per player. $69 per player, and it includes a box lunch from PDQ. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Plantation Palms Golf Club, host of Todd Wright Tour 36. All right, my email for Toddcast purposes is right.todd@yahoo.com. Social media, we just broke 4 digits on Instagram. My Instagram, like my Twitter, is at ToddWright2121, and my Facebook page is simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Let's be friends. Part of the agreement to being friends is I will never ask you to like an additional page. Not a page specific for Todd Wright Tour 36, not a page specific for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. No, I do everything on one page. I respect your time and your friendship. Please return the favor. If we're going to be friends on Facebook, take care of everything you want to take care of on one page. Do not ask me to like additional pages like professional pages. We will have a tough time staying friends. Again, my email for Toddcast purposes is right.todd@yahoo.com. A lot going on in my life right now, and I'm ready for it to pick up as we get out of the summer. I just hosted the Todd Wright Tour Championship, my 32nd golf tournament, my 4th annual major. This one was at the wonderful River Hall Golf and Country Club in Alva, which is just north and east of Fort Myers. Congratulations to Colin and Jeff. We played in twosomes, we played two-person scramble, and modified alternate shot. Colin and Jeff defeated Scott and Phil by one, with Bengal, Ralph, and Barry just another shot back. Rob and Sean had the lead after 9, and then couldn't hold it and fell to 4th, 3 shots out of first place. but a wonderful golf property down there in Alva. We did a field trip down there in 2020 and an official event in 2021. And I hope Jim Hafner down there will allow us to come back. So I just did that. I'm working on Todd Wright Tour 36. For those of you that are fantasy fans, you know we're in season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The big draft night is forthcoming at Bill Curry Ford, huge supporter of mine and JoeBucksFan.com. I have my Foundation League draft coming up at West Chase Golf Club 2 days before the opener when my Dallas Cowboys come to town to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So a lot is going on. And I like being busy professionally, personally, and otherwise. So I didn't catch the NASCAR race from Daytona on Saturday night. Oh, you didn't either? Oh, okay. Well, you may enjoy this podcast anyway. I went back and looked at a couple of highlights before doing this podcast because I heard nothing about the race. Zero. Now, I didn't seek anything out, but obviously I'm aware of sports headlines. If something significant happens in sports, I'm going to know about it. I didn't hear anything. And as far as I know, this was either the first year or maybe the second since the, quote, summer race at Daytona was moved to the weekend before Labor Day, the weekend before Labor Day weekend, from its traditional spot where NASCAR enthusiasts always knew it as the Firecracker 400. Let me give you a little background. So when I was doing national radio for ESPN, I didn't cover NASCAR at all. Even though I had spent the majority of my childhood and adult life living in Florida, I had no interest in the sport. I even did an internship for WTSP Channel 10 when I was in college. And the only question that I missed on the interview for that internship was I had no knowledge of a race going on at Daytona that weekend. And one of the three sports anchors for Channel 10, Jerry Johnson, was an enormous NASCAR fan, and he threw a red flag at me, said he doesn't know NASCAR. He doesn't follow it. I did get the internship. Thank you, Al Keck. Thank you, Dave Wirth, and whoever else was involved with the process. I don't know that Jerry was, because I wasn't a fan of his favorite sport. That didn't change anything until Dale Earnhardt died. And if you were alive and of any age at the time that Dale Earnhardt died on the track, on the last lap of NASCAR's biggest annual race, you know that made huge news, not only in the sports world, but in the world in general. You did not need to be a NASCAR fan to know that was a huge deal. I still remember working my way through hosting my national radio show All Night with Todd Wright following the death of Dale Earnhardt at that Daytona 500. Trying to find the right guests, trying to find the right questions to ask those guests, trying to find the right words, trying to find the right context for what was going on. I wasn't going to ignore it, but I also couldn't claim to know what I was talking about. I apparently pulled it off. I did the best I could. And it was shortly after that that I finally took the advice of some people who had been fans of the sport that said, go to one race and go to a race that matters. Go to a cup race. Don't go to a short track race. Don't go to a cup race and then decide. So I did. Turns out it was the last ever Winston Cup race, which many say was the turning point in the sport. Because Winston was such a big part of the fabric of the sport before they were banned from any advertising like that. So I think that was the last race. I know I was in Miami. I'd gone to a Canes game the day before, which I often did as an alum of the University of Miami, and drove down to Homestead the next day and went to, I believe it was called the Ford 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway and the last Winston Cup race. I enjoyed it. I'm not going to go overboard and say it was the best sporting event I'd ever been to, but I came away saying, you know what? I'm going to go to the first race next year. I'm going to go to the Daytona 500 for the first time. I went to that Daytona 500 the next year, the first year of what became the Nextel Cup Series, and I had a good time at Daytona. And from that point going forward, I started covering NASCAR. I started following NASCAR. I started watching it on television. I started finding excuses to go to cup races in other cities with friends who liked the sport. I went to many Daytona 500s. I became a season ticket holder for the Firecracker race, which later became what the Pepsi race, which later became the Coke Zero race. I think it still carries that title. It may or may not, or Coke Zero Sugar, whatever. The one they just moved to the end of August. But yeah, I went to cup races at the Brickyard in Indianapolis. I went to cup races in Atlanta. Went to cup races at Talladega. I was at the Brad Keselowski's first cup win when Brad Carl Edwards flew into the catch fence on the last lap at Talladega. I've been to cup races in Las Vegas, Pocono, Chicago. Chicago Land, as it's called. Been to Michigan Speedway. Yeah. Became something I really got into. I got in fantasy pools, start and park pools, regularly on my national radio shows, did NASCAR segments, talked to crew chiefs, talked to drivers, talked to various analysts within the sport. I enjoyed it. I came to know it. I came to like it. In 2014, they're running the, let's just call it the early July race at Daytona. And by now I had upgraded my tickets to sitting on start-finish line in a premium seating area called the Sprint Tower. Now, that July race, NASCAR is affected more by rain than any other sport. They can't do it. You'd say, baseball can play in a little rain. NASCAR, you get rain on the track, those guys with those speeds, no. So I never left the hotel, which I paid for just beyond turn four so I could walk to the track and back, was with somebody I was taking to her first NASCAR race. And the race was delayed until the next morning. The green flag never waved. Never. So we stay the night, wake up the next morning, and we head over to the track. And I was stunned how poorly Daytona International Speedway hosted that race. It felt like an exhibition while it was still the same race. It was so bad that in the premium seating area that I pay extra money for on my season ticket, there were no premium benefits. As a matter of fact, there were no benefits of being there at all. That entire level did not have one employee on it. There was no waiter waitress service. There were no concessions of any kind. There were no bathroom attendants. The only people on the premium level were people like me who paid extra to actually sit there. No one that day could give me an explanation. No one. Inexcusable. I left the race about halfway through. The race didn't even finish because of poor weather again. And I vowed to get retribution and answers when I left. That was 7 years ago. I still don't have the retribution, and I still have no legitimate answers. I've talked to many people from Daytona International Speedway, and no one seems to give a shit. The funniest one was a few years ago when a ticket rep asked, "Why haven't I been back?" And I told them the story. And then when I spoke to that rep again a few weeks later, they said, "Oh yeah, well, it's been so long, we can't do anything about that." Well, gee, you know why it's been so long? Because your lazy asses won't take accountability for fucking up. Since that race where I didn't get what I paid for, the fault only of Daytona International Raceway, I have never attended another race. Not only at Daytona, anywhere. I have also never watched another race until its conclusion. I don't even tune in to any of the races. I don't know many of the drivers because many of my favorites have since retired. That day and the way Daytona handled that cost them my business. I don't like holding grudges, but I'm fucking good at it. So here's hoping someone actually hears this who has any involvement with NASCAR and reaches out to me at right.todd@yahoo.com 7 years later, because like I said, that race that ran Saturday night was a race I attended every year for about a decade as a season ticket holder. And now I almost forget it's even running because of the actions of Daytona International Speedway. They owe me a race. They owe me an apology. And they owe me for everything I just laid out. They lost a fan of the sport, not just an account. And I've actually enjoyed in the last 7 years as that sport struggles to survive. You know, there are a lot of sports that aren't doing as well as they used to. That one has fallen further than any other major sport in North America. It's fallen further than baseball or anything else. And all I have to say is, serves them right if they're going to treat their customers like that. 7 years later, I'm still waiting. Daytona, NASCAR, you're up. You still owe me an apology, an explanation, and either my money back or similar tickets to an upcoming race to win me back again. Your fans told me, after Dale Earnhardt's death, go to a race and then decide. I did, and I came on board for over 10 years. I spent time and money on your sport. Now it's your call. You want me back? You want to start winning fans back? It's up to you. Because I got plenty of other things to do. Thought I'd just share with you why I have zero interest in spending any time, any money, or any future podcasts on that sport. I'll let you know if I hear anything. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. BrandonLegalGroup.com, 844-4BLG4ME, and Plantation Palms Golf Club, host of Todd Wright Tour 36, October 2nd, our first ever 36-hole event, 18 mini golf, 18 traditional par 72. For golf information, email ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Talk to you next time.